Part 3, Integrated Civics. Question 88. James Madison is famous for many things. Name one. Answer. Father of the Constitution, or fourth President of the United States, or President during the War of 1812, or one of the writers of the Federalist Papers. Question 89. Alexander Hamilton is famous for many things. Name one. Answer. First Secretary of the Treasury, or one of the writers of the Federalist Papers, or helped establish the first bank of the United States, or aide to General George Washington, or member of the Continental Congress. Question 90. What territory did the United States buy from France in 1803? Answer. Louisiana Territory, or Louisiana. Question 91. Name one war fought by the United States in the 1800s. Answer. War of 1812, or Mexican-American War, or Civil War, or Spanish-American War. Question 92. Name the U.S. war between the North and the South. Answer. The Civil War. Question 93. The Civil War had many important events. Name one. Answer. Battle of Fort Sumter, or Emancipation Proclamation, or Battle of Vicksburg, or Battle of Gettysburg, or Sherman's March, or Surrender at Appomattox, or Battle of Antietam/Sharpsburg, or Lincoln was assassinated. Question 94. Abraham Lincoln is famous for many things. Name one. Answer. Freed the slaves, Emancipation Proclamation, or saved, or preserved, the Union, or led the United States during the Civil War, or 16th President of the United States, or delivered the Gettysburg Address. Question 95. What did the Emancipation Proclamation do? Answer. Freed the slaves, or freed slaves in the Confederacy, or freed slaves in the Confederate States, or freed slaves in most Southern states. Question 96. What U.S. war ended slavery? Answer. The Civil War. Question 97. What amendment says all persons born or naturalized in the United States, and subject to the jurisdiction thereof, are U.S. citizens? Answer. 14th Amendment. Question 98. When did all men get the right to vote? Answer. After the Civil War, or during Reconstruction, or with the 15th Amendment, or 1870. Question 99. Name one leader of the women's rights movement in the 1800s. Answer. Susan B. Anthony, or Elizabeth Cady Stanton, or Sojourner Truth, or Harriet Tubman, or Lucretia Mott, or Lucy Stone. Question 100. Name one war fought by the United States in the 1900s. Answer. World War I, or World War II, or Korean War, or Vietnam War, or Persian Gulf War. Question 101. Why did the United States enter World War I? Answer. Because Germany attacked U.S. civilian ships, or to support the Allied powers, England, France, Italy, and Russia, or to oppose the Central Powers, Germany, Austria-Hungary, the Ottoman Empire, and Bulgaria. Question 102. When did all women get the right to vote? Answer. 1920, or after World War I, or with the 19th Amendment. Question 103. What was the Great Depression? Answer. Longest economic recession in modern history. Question 104. When did the Great Depression start? Answer. The Great Crash, 1929, or Stock Market Crash of 1929. Question 105. Who was president during the Great Depression and World War II? Answer. Franklin Roosevelt. Question 106. Why did the United States enter World War II? Answer. Bombing of Pearl Harbor, or Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor, or to support the Allied powers, England, France, and Russia, or to oppose the Axis powers, Germany, Italy, and Japan. Question 107. Dwight Eisenhower is famous for many things. Name one. Answer. General during World War II, or president at the end of, during, the Korean War, or 34th President of the United States, or signed the Federal Aid Highway Act of 1956, created the interstate system. Question 108. Who was the United States' main rival during the Cold War? Answer. Soviet Union, or USSR, or Russia. Question 109. During the Cold War, what was one main concern of the United States? Answer. Communism, or nuclear war. Question 110. Why did the United States enter the Korean War? Answer. To stop the spread of communism. Question 111. Why did the United States enter the Vietnam War? Answer. To stop the spread of communism. Question 112. What did the civil rights movement do? Answer. Fought to end racial discrimination. Question 113. Martin Luther King, Jr. is famous for many things. Name one. Answer. Fought for civil rights, or worked for equality for all Americans, or worked to ensure that people would not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. Question 114. Why did the United States enter the Persian Gulf War? Answer. To force the Iraqi military from Kuwait. Question 115. What major event happened on September 11, 2001, in the United States? Answer. Terrorists attacked the United States, or terrorists took over two planes and crashed them into the World Trade Center in New York City, or terrorists took over a plane and crashed into the Pentagon in Arlington, Virginia, or terrorists took over a plane originally aimed at Washington, D.C., and crashed in a field in Pennsylvania. Question 116. Name one U.S. military conflict after the September 11, 2001, attacks. Answer. Global War on Terror, or War in Afghanistan, or War in Iraq. Question 117. Name one American Indian tribe in the United States. Answer. Apache, or Blackfeet, or Cayuga, or Cherokee, or Cheyenne, or Chippewa, or Choctaw, or Creek, or Crow, or Hopi, or Huron, or Inupiat, or Lakota, or Mohawk, or Mohegan, or Navajo, or Oneida, or Onondaga, or Pueblo, or Seminole, or Seneca, or Shawnee, or Sioux, or Teton, or Tuscarora, or Para la lista completa de tribus, visit bia.gov/ for a complete list of tribes, please visit bia.gov. Question 118. Name one example of an American innovation. Answer. Light bulb, or automobile, cars, internal combustion engine, or skyscrapers, or airplane, or assembly line, or landing on the moon, or integrated circuit, IC. Question 119. What is the capital of the United States? Answer. Washington, D.C. Question 120. Where is the Statue of Liberty? Answer. New York, Harbor, or Liberty Island, also acceptable are New Jersey, near New York City, and on the Hudson River. Question 121. Why does the flag have 13 stripes? Answer. Because there were 13 original colonies, or because the stripes represent the original colonies. Question 122. Why does the flag have 50 stars? Answer. Because there is one star for each state, or because each star represents a state, or because there are 50 states. Question 123. What is the name of the national anthem? Answer. The Star-Spangled Banner. Question 124. The nation's first motto was Et Pluribus Unum. What does that mean? Answer. Out of many, one, or we all become one. Question 125. What is Independence Day? Answer. A holiday to celebrate U.S. independence from Britain or the country's birthday. Question 126. Name three national U.S. holidays. Answer. New Year's Day, or Martin Luther King, Jr. Day, or President's Day, Washington's Birthday, or Memorial Day, or Juneteenth, or Independence Day, or Labor Day, or Columbus Day, or Veterans Day, or Thanksgiving Day, or Christmas Day. Question 127. What is Memorial Day? Answer. A holiday to honor soldiers who died in military service. Question 128. What is Veterans Day? Answer. A holiday to honor people in the U.S. military, or a holiday to honor people who have served in the U.S. military.